Hi everyone, you're listening to the Discovery Series with me, Sudais Farhad. First of all, we're very happy to bring back the Discovery Series to life. The Discovery Series is a bi-weekly podcast which aims to engage audiences with groundbreaking topics ranging from the arts to the sciences and everything in between. In this introductory episode, we dive into the story and values of TEDxUKM and the importance of bringing impact to local communities with ideas. Featured with me on this episode is Ong Jiawei, the lead organizer of TEDxUKM, Audrey Kang, the co-organizer and editorial lead, as well as Shirobini Somasegaran, the head of partnerships. Can each of you tell us a little bit about yourself, starting with Jiawei, and then we'll go with Audrey and Shiro in that order.
Hi, Sudais, and hi, everyone who is listening to this podcast. My name is Jiawei. I'm the lead organizer for TEDxUKM 2023, and I'm currently a third-year law student studying at UKM, the National University of Malaysia. Nice to meet everyone here.
Nice I'll to pass meet it you too.
Hi, everyone. My name is Audrey. Like, as Sudais already told you guys, I'm the co-organizer as well as the editorial lead for this term TEDxUKM. Basically, whatever that is posted on the TEDxUKM social media platforms are all by me and my team. Yeah, so that's basically what I do, passing and moving it on to Ciro.
Hello, everyone. I'm Shirobini Somasegaran. You can call me Ciro, and I'm currently in my third year of psychology. So I am the head of partnerships, and my roles are to find for partners and sponsors that will be able to contribute to the curation of the entirety of the event. Thank you.
All right. Nice to meet all of you, Jiawei, Audrey, and Shiro. Thank you for coming onto the podcast as well. All right. So starting off this podcast, let's talk about what's TEDxUKM. From TED to TEDx to TED Talks and TEDx, here comes TEDxUKM, one of the most highly anticipated events from UKM every year. Jiawei, can you briefly run us through the story of TEDxUKM as an organization?
All right, sure, Sudais. So we, TEDxUKM, is actually founded back in 2015 as the first TED event that's organized by a public university in Malaysia. TEDxUKM actually started out with the mission to unearth ideas that are very regional and localized to the Malaysia psyche. So holding very firmly to this belief, we organized TEDxUKM, and we are the first and only TEDx chapter that have featured speakers who speak in Bahasa Malaysia. So after a five-year hiatus, we have made a comeback again in 2021 with the theme of Inspiring Future, which is one of the motto of UKM, Mengilhamkan Harapan. So this year, we have organized, our event was called Reimagine. We was having the theme of Reimagine, and we have made a comeback, having the first physical event after 6 years in total. So yeah, we hope to have more engaging event in the future in 2023 and all. Hope to see everyone over there soon.
Wow, that sounds really amazing. Jiawei, what have been the highlights or major successes of TEDxUKM since its conception?
So I think what have made us very, very proud of TEDxUKM is what I have mentioned earlier, that we remain as the first and only TEDx chapter that is conducted in Bahasa Malaysia, because we always wanted to stay true to our mission, which is to serve as a platform to conceptualize local communities' ideas and subsequently demonstrate them. Also, holding very firmly to this belief, we are very cautious while we are having our curation process. So we make sure that these ideas are, that there's a very dear, hold dearly to every Malaysian. So for example, last year we have our batik artisan who is Mr. Nick to talk to us about our batik cultures and how he have able to bring the batik cultures, our very own batik cultures, to the international stage. So we believe that these local communities are worth to be spread around, and also for us Malaysian to be very proud of. So yeah, I guess this is what have made us very proud about TEDxUKM. So other than that, the highlight would be in last year, we have just like what I have mentioned earlier, last year we have made a comeback to organize the physical event in our UKM campus in one of the biggest hall in UKM, which is DECTA UKM, which is our graduate hall. This year, our team have also expanded to more than 40 people, and we wish to go for extra miles to achieve more as well for next year.
Yeah, the growth and development of TEDxUCAM is something very, very exciting, and I can only hope that it grows that much bigger. And as we know, a strong organization like TEDxUCAM is bound to have principles and values that it strives to hold up and propagate in order to sustain itself. Audrey, what are the core values of TEDxUCAM?
Oh, right. So the core values of TEDxUCAM, I mean, as much as if you've heard of TEDx or like in any TED organization, right? The sole purpose of a TED talk or a TED organization lies in their mission to spread ideas with basically your slogan, ideas worth spreading. And in some ways, it's actually not that different, no matter what TEDx organization it is. And the same thing goes with TEDxUCAM. So like, I would say the core values of TEDxUCAM would be ideas worth spreading, obviously. But at the same time, because it's a localized TEDx event, we're also coupled with other additional core values. For example, instead of just focusing on the big picture of ideas worth spreading, we also focus on localization and helping local communities basically improve or strive towards a better future by promoting open discussions about new ideas that can benefit local societies. And when it comes to core values as well, we're also coupled with other things. For example, it depends on the theme every single year of the event. For example, like what Jiawei said before, right? Where we previously had Reimagine, that was it was basically a message to tell Malaysians to reimagine the future of Malaysia whatever way they can. As much as the core values of ideas worth spreading stays, we also tend to, let's say, renovate or like reinvent the core values to fit the theme of every single TEDx event every single year, depending on the theme. So yeah, that's basically what our core values are as TEDxUCAM.
I see. So as the core values of TEDxUCAM are constantly changing, what does TEDxUCAM strive to work towards as a whole? Can you talk a little bit about that, Shiro?
Yes, sure. Okay. So what does TEDxUCAM strive towards, right? It's also something Audrey mentioned earlier, which is localization. So just a little brief of what a TEDx event is. So it is a local gathering where live TED-like talks and performance are shared within the community, and TEDx events are fully planned and organized independently on a community-by-community basis. So in that sense, we aim to strive towards making sure that TEDxUCAM is a localized event that can appeal to the target audience of TEDxUCAM, which is inherently students of UCAM and those who reside nearby. We want to allow the audience to be able to resonate with the talks, the speakers, the content of the speech. Because if you take a look at TED Talks, the first thing that would come to your mind is probably it's Americanized, it's Western. And, you know, those sorts of ideas. But here in TEDxUCAM, we want the audience to see people like them and feel like, hey, TEDx speakers are someone like me too. They speak about issues that are concerning me, issues that I can understand as well. And I think that's also the importance of localization, which is something that we are working towards. Secondly, I also believe that it's high time that we do our level best to make the accessibility of physical events, in this context, TEDxUCAM, a priority as well. Because accessibility is maybe something like including sign language interpreters. It's the bare minimum. But you don't see a lot of physical events doing so. And that's something we would want to work towards in this year's TEDxUCAM. We want to be able to provide and be inclusive as much as we can, as much as our resources allow us to, because that is something that resonates with the whole conception of the event as well. We don't want to just focus on inclusivity and diversity in terms of speakers and like the content of the speech. We want a diverse audience to be able to participate in TEDxUCAM 2023.
Awesome. So there's localization, accessibility, diversity, inspiration. Those are all the ingredients that make up TEDxUCAM. And as a whole, those values lead towards TED's main agenda, which is sharing ideas. Audrey, how important are ideas on an individual level?
That's a very good question. And I feel like a lot of people, when they think about ideas, they think about things as a collective. And I'm glad that you asked that question. To me, like how important ideas on an individual level, I feel like it becomes a catalyst for change. I feel like ideas, obviously, they're born from an individual person at first. And then once you meet like-minded people who share maybe not the identical idea, but similar ideas, which basically resonate on the same wavelength as you, you are able to do something great or either make a change, not just in yourself, but it can be something as big as, I guess, as minuscule as your local community, and perhaps maybe bring it on to like maybe on a national scale, or like something that doesn't just affect your local community, but also affects everyone around you. It happens in layers, does that even make any sense? But ideas are important on an individual level, simply because it is a catalyst for change in the long run. That's what I think as well. And personally, that's also why TEDx or TEDx UKM exists, because it like brings people together, and people who have amazing individual ideas, and when they're grouped together, they can make a difference basically in society and the status quo, basically changing the status quo. So yeah.
That's very, very inspirational. And as an organization, how does TEDx UKM fulfill this role in spreading ideas to impact the local community, Jiawei?
Thank you so much for this question, Sudai. So I think one of them is exactly what we are doing right now, which is with the Discovery Series. So with the launch of Discovery Series, where we showcase multiple talented youth who dare to go against the ideas of conformity in order to chase after the dreams, we believe that this is how we can fulfill our roles in spreading ideas to impact our local community. So again, a little bit backstory of the objective and aims of us having Discovery Series is that we wish to feature undiscovered talents who are within our local community on Discovery Series to encourage more people to look around and also find talents to be admired around us. A few episodes before, we have features, for example, like scholars. We have also have featured like students taking care of owning their business while they are pursuing their degree and stuff like that. So these students are really, really admirable because of how they have dared to go extra miles to chase their dreams. So I think this is how we can fulfill our roles in spreading the ideas.
I see. And to all the listeners that are listening right now, you guys can also look forward to the catalog of speakers that we have coming in this season of Discovery Series, because we have quite the catalog. So do follow us for updates on our next few episodes. Anyway, to speak more about the personal impact of ideas, have any of you had a personal experience where you were deeply inspired or moved by an idea? And what was the idea and why did it move you? Maybe Shiro, do you have anything to share?
Yeah, sure. Personally, I don't think there were an original idea that I was moved by, but I would like to reference one of the speakers that we had for TEDx UKM 2022, the Reimagine team. It was Dr. Indra. She's a music therapist, and she talked about using music as a therapy for victims and children in war-torn countries like Ukraine, for example. So that is something that I resonate with on a really deep level because, like I mentioned earlier, I'm also taking psychology, and listening to that talk, it gave me hope. It made me feel like I could also do something that would be able to inspire change and make a difference. And I think Audrey also mentioned earlier that ideas start on an individual level and it is like a catalyst for change. That particular talk resonated with me really, really deeply because it has always been a dream for me to like strive towards that career where I'm able to like contribute my services into like helping people, especially in the field of psychology. So that's particularly why like Dr. Indra's talk resonated. Yeah, I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, definitely does. I think that's a really good example of how a TED Talk can really change you or move you to act in the world. How about Audrey and Jiawei? Do you guys have any personal experiences where you were deeply inspired by an idea? Maybe we'll go with Audrey first.
Gosh, there's so many like personal experiences. For Ciro, yeah, I think going back to, rather than I say, because Ciro's example was Dr. Indra, was the guest that was invited during the previous TEDx event. But I distinctly remember like maybe a personal experience. It was all the way back in 2021, I think, where like TEDx UKM just started like revamping, and their first conference was online, like Inspiring Futures. Oh God, I don't remember the name of the person, but I remember he's actually a UKM lecturer, and he talked about scuttleflies, which made out of pocket type of topic. That because one, I'm not even like an insect lover. I don't like caterpillars, but I remember him talking about something as simple as his field about scuttleflies and how actually scuttleflies are a species that people are using right now to identify how long has this person deceased or like passed away, and this can actually help forensic science and stuff like that, which also I'm not interested at all. But he did go to, like, I remember his speech, and it was online. So his speech was something about what an interesting and how beautiful that thing is, because in fact you need another species that's not human, who almost has no relation to a human being, to be able to determine how long this person has been alive or has left the earth. And there was something really inspirational about it. And I know it's, again, it's about like a random insect, but it seemed really interesting to me. And for me personally, when it comes to not just speeches or just TED Talks, but just like whatever someone talks in general, is if it's something that I don't expect to grab my attention, it ends up grabbing my attention the most in the end. And I find that really inspiring and special about speeches, especially when it comes to TED Talks. So yeah, that's my personal experience.
I remember that talk, and I myself was very, very fascinated with how someone could turn worms into their whole career. And you could see from, how he was talking about it, he was so passionate about these worms. And I just found that so, it's quite inspirational because it shows that, passion can come from anywhere, even from scuttleworms, from the least likely places, like scuttleworms and that grow out of corpses. Because if I'm not wrong, he was a forensic scientist. So good to know that, there are people like that out there that find passion in such small things. Moving on, how about Jiawei? What experience do you have to share?
Since that Shiro and Audrey have already shared about like how the TED Talks have like inspired them, so I'm not going to share any more about TED Talk. But I do concur with like three of you that ideas or patients come from everywhere. So I think one of the experience that where I were deeply inspired was from a book called Educated by Tara Westover. So this book is a true biography by the author, who is actually raised in a rural community. Where one of her father is even a bipolar disorder. Yet through education, she was able to look at the world at a different perspective and through a different lenses. And eventually, she even got earned her master's degree at the University of Cambridge. So I think why I was very, very inspired by this book was that he have taught us how ideas can really change a person's perspective on things and how it can widen your horizons on and even your imaginations. Because we always ask people to be there to chase against our dreams. However, your dreams can be very limited based on your imaginations, and your imagination is limited from based on where you came from and so on. So it's very important to explore as much as ideas as possible while you were young, so to make sure that you do not have this boundary against your imaginations. So yeah, this is exactly what TEDx UKM serve for as well. It is to eradicate the limitation to imaginations. So I guess that's all from me.
I've heard of that book. It's actually one of the books recommended by Bill Gates. So I think it seems like a really, really interesting book to read through.
Yeah, that it is. It was, yeah, I think it was ranked like one of the bestseller book on New York Times as well. So strongly recommended to everyone.
I'll definitely try to check it out after this. Speaking of, what you said about imagination, I was actually watching TED Talk yesterday, and it was also about that failure of imagination being the cause of us neglecting our future selves. She was saying that there is an empathy gap between ourselves and our future selves. And the reason that we neglect this future self is because of a failure of belief and imagination. And that's where education comes in to build up our imagination and our beliefs as to, what we can achieve in our lifetimes. And speaking of education, I would also like to share a little personal experience where I was deeply moved by an idea. I remember back in high school when I watched Sir Ken Robinson's TED Talk. I think it's the most popular TED Talk of all time, the number one. I think it has like 40 million views on YouTube. He was talking about how schools kill creativity. And I remember when I was in high school, I watched that and it resonated with me so much because actually when I was in high school, I was not a very, very good student. I was one of the students that sit back, don't do homework.
So you guys must be lying.
No, it's true, really. And because the things that I felt about school were exactly the things that he said in his talk. The main thing is that schools kind of take away your initiative to learn, to gain knowledge. So that talk resonated with me so much at the time, and it actually inspired me, and it taught me that, you know, knowledge and wisdom and experience doesn't just come from school. It's actually a personal struggle that we have to take on ourselves. Gaining knowledge, that's our own initiative, and only we can control how we access information. So that's how Sir Ken Robinson's talk actually kind of changed me. And those habits in terms of, you know, being more curious and more fascinated with the world and realizing that education is on my own initiative, that those habits and those values have really, really helped me, especially in university, because it makes me more motivated to take my own steps, to go at my own pace in terms of education. And that is my personal experience with how I was deeply moved by an idea. So anyway, moving on from all these deep
thank
talks.
Thank you for sharing with us as well, Sudhais. And I do, yeah, I think I have heard of that talk as well, like how school kills creativity. It was really one of the most listed TED talk on out the YouTube.
Yeah, it is. And if you guys have not listened to it, if you guys have not seen it, I do implore you to go see it because it is that impactful. I think it is still impactful even after all these years. Yeah. Anyway, also thank you to Jiawei, Shiro and Audrey for also sharing your personal experiences. Before we wrap up this podcast, Jiawei, what can we expect for TEDx UKM 2023?
So Sudha is asking for a spoiler. So a little bit information. Audrey is also the head of editorial team. So what Audrey and her team is having in mind is about a team involving about humans, because after a very thorough discussions and deliberation as a team as a whole, right, we think that being as a human being, at one point, everyone must have asked a question about yourself, these questions, which is what it means to be human and why do we matter and why is the meaning of being a human on earth and so on. So with that said, we think that it's very essential to like explore the truth and also the answers from different fields and different perspectives, perhaps from the perspective of art and culture, about patience and about like technologies and so on. So it's a very interesting theme that we can explore from a different facet of our world. Other than that, since we have also expanded our team this year to 40 plus member, we also aim to have more side initiative other than hosting our annual event. So we are looking forward to have collaborations with other tech chapters and also other student lead organizations, so we can also make it a very fulfilling journey for our members. And also like what Cyril have mentioned about accessibility to community, we wanted to also make sure that our event next year will be able to be accessible to all community, including disabled community and those who are often left behind. So with that said, we really need people to whoever is listening to this podcast, we really need fundings as well as like whatever sponsor or whatever support you will be able to give to us in order to make sure that we are able to make our event accessible to all communities. So yeah, this is a little bit from me. Maybe anything from Cyril or Audrey?
I guess Jiawei already said whatever that needed to be said already when it comes to spoilers, because I'm not going to give any more spoilers. No, I'm kidding. Like what she said, I guess like not giving away too much, it would be something that's it's something near and dear to everyone's hearts when it comes to the themes and the speakers that we are approaching. Like we said, we are working towards approaching speakers who speak to the community, to local community, attendees and the audience will be able to see themselves in whatever that the speaker is trying to deliver. That's the line I'll draw. That's all I will say for the theme. So yeah, we also greatly appreciate whoever is listening to this podcast to anticipate the things that are coming up soon for TEDxUKM 2023, especially the event, as well as to always stay tuned to the podcast as well, because Sudais and the team, they're doing a great job at it. That's all I'm going to say. So yeah, Cyril, would you want to say anything?
Yeah, sure. I think Audrey and Jiawei have given you like way too much clues about our upcoming theme, so I will not be talking about that. But I just want to say to our dear, dear listeners, follow us on Instagram, because we'll be posting a lot of updates about our talks, about our event in general on Instagram, TEDxUKM. And if this is your first time listening about TEDxUKM and you don't know, or you're interested to know what are the talks we've done, like we featured before and things like that, you can go on to, like, I believe the TEDx YouTube, right? And just search TEDxUKM talks, I think, and you'll be able to see the talks by our speakers, our previous speakers. And maybe that would give you sort of like inspiration, or like you might be inspired by those talks. Just like how Sudais, Audrey, Jiawei, and me have shared how we were inspired by a lot of different TED Talks. And yeah, that's about it.
All right. So simply put, what's to come for TEDxUKM 2023 is going to be very, very big and very, very exciting. And to all listeners, make sure you come to TEDxUKM 2023. We'll be waiting for you there. And yeah. Thank you again to Jiawei, Audrey and Shiro for coming on to this podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to tune in to the Discovery Series next week. And if you haven't already, you know, like Shiro said, do subscribe to the Discovery Series on Spotify so you don't miss out on our new episodes. And for the latest updates, do follow TEDxUKM on Instagram. And if you would like to watch previous TEDxUKM talks, do go on YouTube and just search TEDxUKM, and all of our previous talks will be there, available for you to watch and be inspired by. Thank you again, and we'll see you next week.